My name is Eddie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcohol addiction. How's it going? Briefly attending church as a child, I didn't grow up knowing God or learning about him at all. I spent most of my time with my older cousins that I admired and went to when I had problems. This led to family becoming my God because I put them first over everything in my life. My parents divorced when I was 5, so my dad wasn't in the picture most of my life. When he was, it wasn't really the best, as he would take me with him to the racetrack, leaving me in the car all night while he would bet on the races. Around 14 years old, he would let me drink with him. I desired a relationship with my father, so drinking with him was the only way I knew how to relate with him. Alcohol became pretty much an everyday thing for me, from my teenage years through my mid-20s. I always had good grades and held a job, so everyone in my circle encouraged me to live it up while I was young and to get it out of my system. It came to a point where I drank every opportunity I could, from sneaking 40 ounces of malt liquor into movie theaters to showing up to my niece's birthday party so drunk that my sister would have to kick me out. There were many times where I'm not sure how I drove myself home, or nights where my drinking would lead me to other bad decisions, like getting into fights or inappropriate sexual relationships. After finishing undergrad, I moved to College Station for graduate school. This was my first time being away from my family in a place where I didn't fit in at all. I began to struggle immediately and remember times where I would cry on my way home from class because I wasn't sure what I was doing there. A classmate of mine invited me to this thing called Breakaway. I didn't have any friends, so I accepted the offer. I remember calling my mom and telling her how excited I was that someone invited me to go to the bar with them. Yeah, I had absolutely no idea what Breakaway was. I met him that night and learned quickly that this was not a bar, but a college ministry where thousands of college kids gathered to worship God. I had never seen anything like that in my life before. Going on Tuesday nights turned into going with him to church on Sundays as well. It was during this time when I heard the gospel for the first time, that Jesus died for me so that my sins would be forgiven and that he desired to have a relationship with me. Although I made the decision to trust in Christ at that time, I don't think I truly understood what it meant to have a relationship with him. I thought I could move forward living the way I wanted to as long as I went to church. This would end up leading me on a journey that would rock my world. After graduate school, I moved to Dallas for a job, and my friend told me to check out The Porch, Watermark's young adult ministry. After attending a few times, I made Watermark my church home. I went through the membership process and was placed into a community group with 7 strangers that looked absolutely nothing like me. Thought to myself, there's no way this is going to work. I'll never be friends with these guys. As we began meeting, I made sure to keep it surface level, just to give them enough to think I was being authentic without saying too much to tip them off on how I was really living. Honestly, I think I even had myself convinced I didn't have a problem. The truth was, I was living a double life. I had 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church. I thought I could have it both ways, go to church, live in community, and drink every opportunity I could. As time went on, my guys started to catch on that maybe I wasn't being fully truthful with them about how I was living. They would lean in and ask me if I had a drinking problem. Of course, I would become defensive and tell them no. But the Lord was working in my heart because it got to a point where I no longer enjoyed the partying, and I was struggling with attending church and living in community because of the guilt and shame of hiding my sin. The drinking and bad decisions that came with it began to leave me feeling really depressed, lonely, and hopeless. I tried to quit drinking a couple times under my own strength, but I was never able to. I felt stuck, like a prisoner. The thing I thought I had control of really had control of me. I remember falling on my knees in my apartment and crying out to God that I was tired of living this double life. I had come to a fork in the road in my journey, and I knew that I had to make a decision. If I wanted to find freedom from my addiction, to either go all in with the world or to go all in with the Lord and fully surrender my life to Christ. I had lived the majority of my life for the world and I had been left empty-handed, so I thought, why not go all in with Jesus? On May 4th, 2014, I made that decision to quit relying on myself, to go all in and depend wholeheartedly on Jesus by surrendering to him. This meant I had to make some changes in my life. Ephesians 4:22 through 24 says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by his deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." This meant that if I wanted to find freedom from my alcohol addiction, I was going to have to make some changes to my playground and playmates. I made a phone call to some of my drinking friends and let them know that I could no longer be part of that lifestyle anymore. I was committed to never looking back at that life and instead using my life to serve the Lord. That was almost 5 years ago today, and I haven't turned back to drinking since. Currently, I am in the Watermark Institute, which is a 10-month long deep dive into the Word of God, theology, and church leadership. As I abide daily by spending time in the Word, serving, and living authentically with my community group of guys, still the same group from 2012, by the way, God is revealing more and more just how good He is and how much I need Him every day, to the point where I found myself on my knees crying multiple times over the last few months. But these aren't the same tears as before. These are tears of joy as God shows me just how deep and wide and strong His love for me is. This grace actually hurts at times because I can't comprehend why He is so good despite how rebellious I can be. This growing self-awareness has opened my eyes to other struggles such as people-pleasing, perfectionism, pride, and unforgiveness, especially towards those who are closest to me, my family. I reached out to my mom and sister recently to ask them to forgive me for not loving them the way I should have and for harboring unforgiveness towards them. Although they aren't following the Lord, this completely changed the dynamic of our relationship. For the first time in my 31 years of life, we actually feel like a family. I allowed the enemy to rob me of years of joy by holding on to years of unforgiveness and not meeting them where they are, just like the Lord meets us where we are at. Psalm 40, 1-3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. This verse summarizes what the Lord has done in my life. Because of how the Lord has used community to change my life, I want to return home to El Paso and either start region in a local church or maybe even plant a church. That way others can be lifted out of the slimy pit and be given a firm place to stand as well. This life is no longer mine to live, but Christ who lives within me. This may be new to some of you and probably a bit scary, but this I know, God loves you and He wants to lift you out of whatever slimy pit you are in. You are here because the world failed you, but my God never will fail you. My name is Eddie, I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcohol addiction. God has set me free and He wants to set you free too.